Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., here at 8:06 on the clock. I'm joined by Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined right now by our great friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are things going over there?
We are doing good here, enjoying some beautiful blue skies and beautiful temperatures, too, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, beautiful. A couple of days still for us, and still getting some opportunity to get some rain in the picture here as well as we get into the start of the weekend. Some rain chances by Saturday, but in the meantime, still sunshine today, mid-70s, north winds 5 to 10, mid-40s, and clear tonight. And then we're looking at about 80 on Friday, still more sunshine for tomorrow, mid-50s, partly cloudy Friday night. More clouds on Saturday with a few showers and thunder showers around the area with highs at about 80. Showers into Saturday night, a possibility for that still, 51. Isolated shower chance Sunday, otherwise lingering clouds and breaks of sun, upper 60s Sunday, 48 on Sunday night. Still an isolated shower chance Monday, otherwise partly sunny, about 70, and then back on the way up into the middle of next week, upper 70s Tuesday, some more 80s back on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad. Not bad.
I'll take it.
Yeah. We could throw away the receipt. We'll keep that one. We'll keep that, Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate you, Paul. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, looking forward to getting to our Friday. Yeah.
All right.
Have a great day, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, you guys too.
Best in the business right there, Paul Trombley, and our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us every morning in the 8 o'clock hour. So we got some fun things lined up for you in the show today. Of course, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our good friends of the Southwood County Humane Society. We'll have Madison joining us with our Pet of the Week.
Oh, it's Thursday, isn't it?
Jeez,
I almost forgot.
Oh, yes,
it's been a week.
Yes. Looking forward to that. That is going to be a lot of fun. We, of course, a little bit later, we'll get into some other stories. We've got one here for Samuel Adams and Magic Ape and a Magic 8-Ball.
Huh?
I want to talk a little bit of that with you.
Okay.
We'll get into that. We have entertainment news next hour we'll get into, and plenty more we're going to talk about. But right now, I wanted to start right up with a 3-game winning streak from your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Rafters squeezed out another victory last night, 3-2, over their heated rival, the Wausau Woodchucks. They out-hit Wausau 4-3, and that is par for the course lately, as the Rafters in the last couple of games have out-hit opponents, outscored opponents, about like 15-3. So they have outscored opponents 15-3 in the past three games, and their bullpen is continuing to strengthen, just getting the bats are warming up, but the arms are warming up, maybe more importantly.
Yeah, I was at the game on Sunday, and that was rough. You know, it looked like the pitching staff. But then I went to the game on Monday as well. Totally different story. The pitching looked great. It looks like they're finally starting to turn the corner here and get some good pitching in.
Rafters are back to 500, 5-5 record on the season.
All right.
Right in the ship, just like we said they would.
That's right.
Yeah, we kind of figured this would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just our team. I mean, other teams in the Northwoods League are dealing with this, too.
Yeah.
Building chemistry, having new players come in like almost every week and players leaving and that. So it's a credit to all these coaching staffs. And certainly we're biased around here with the Rafters. But really, all these coaches in the Northwoods League are pretty amazing and doing a great job.
I always forget that we have a former big leaguer as the pitching coach for the Rafters. John Halama, which I always keep forgetting. He's like, oh, wait, John Halama had a really good career in the
really
big
nice
leagues.
Yeah. It's pretty cool to see him in our
town, right. Yeah.
You know, that's awesome. We appreciate having Rafter Baseball right here on your radio dial. We also appreciate having schedules.
Yes.
We've got schedules here at the studio. You want to pick up a Rafter schedule? Looking at it right now, they're awesome. Pick up a 2023 Rafter schedule. Stop by the studios here anytime, 9 to 5. Make sure you say hi to Pam. That's all you got to do, and you can get a Rafter
schedule.
The one
requirement. That's
it.
Say hi.
That's all. And, of course, follow Rafter Baseball right here all season long. 6:20, our pregame kicks off. Rafters out of town today. They're in Green Bay to take on the Rockers. This should
Booyah.
Be the Booyah.
Oh, yeah.
Booyah, the Rockers.
There you go. Find a way to wedge it in there, you know?
Yes. I love the idea of pressuring them to go back to Booyah.
They're the Rockin' Booyah.
The Rockin' Booyah. They take on the Rockin' Booyah today. 6:20, our pregame will kick off. Join Joey right here on this radio station. Joey doing a nice job calling these games. Got to touch on this too, Seth.
All right.
A new study out of California State University, Long Beach's Shark Lab, shows that sharks and swimmers are often very close to each other at the beach.
That would actually make sense.
A lot more than we realize. In fact, this is going on way more than we realize. Sharks swimming below you and you never even knowing they're down there. Or any of that and everything. Well, the good news is that attacks are extremely rare. So the sharks are really not that interested in us. And we're going to go to Chris Lowe here, the director of CSU Long Beach's Shark Lab, talking about the data. But sharks? We're not that interesting.
I was going to say.
We don't interest you anymore.
Can humans handle that?
I don't know if we can handle that.
We're not the center of everything.
Yeah.
So the sharks are like, you guys, nothing. You're nothing. Nothing to eat there.
Okay. All right, Mr. Shark. Mr. I haven't ever had to evolve. Like in the 5 billion years I've been around, my species has never had to evolve. Probably the only species on this planet that hasn't had to.
They may be the perfect species. You never know. They might be.
Now we're too big for the room. Now too good for us. Is that it? Fine. I didn't want to, get bitten by you anyway. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Don't care.
Did they call? When I was checking the phone, I wonder if they tried to call when I was checking the phone. I'm just going to play this.
We expect that these current hotspots will go cold and someplace else will go hot. So what we always tell people is always understand that these sharks are highly mobile. They could always be at your beach. But rest assured, the data that we're getting now indicates that as long as you're not bothering them, they won't bother you.
Pretty much what we've always been told.
Yeah, basically.
Nice to have some data and somebody that really knows what they're talking about telling you.
It
that,
helps,
though.
You know, it really does.
Not just your mother telling you. If you just don't bother them, they won't bother you.
A lot of animals are like that. Just don't bother the animals, man.
I think it's actually fewer animals that aren't like that.
I think you're right.
Most animals are pretty much going to do their own thing.
You know, except for mosquitoes. They are very aggressive. Yes, yes. But
I have heard water buffaloes are extremely aggressive. I don't know that though. I've never met one.
You've never tried to say hi to one, walk up to a water buffalo and just, it's a total jerk or
maybe
something,
Maybe they've talked to sharks and we're just not that interesting. Like, hey, maybe don't even bother. It. Don't even bother
Look
talking
at these
to
guys.
Them.
You see them, they're two legs. What's with that two legs thing, man?
Look, this may be a right story, but we all know that there are people in our lives that were like, oh God, I hope they didn't see me. I hope they didn't. I'm just going to try to avoid, just going to go this way. You will cut through aisles that you've never been down before just to get away from accidentally having to just brisk past this person and wave hi.
Yeah.
Like, not even a conversation. I feel like that's what sharks are doing to us.
Basically,
now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hope the humans don't see us.
Oh,
yeah, Jaws. Yeah. God, they're so annoying.
Maybe they're just bitter about Jaws not being a thing anymore. They don't make any sequels at all. So maybe they're just bitter.
I think you were on to something.
I think
it's a little more personal. I think, we're not good enough for you? That's what it actually is.
Yeah, it's this thing. Yeah, well, you're not good enough for us. Yeah.
Seth and I were talking off air about how, this transition is going pretty good so far for us. Our listeners out there have been responding really well. And for us here as a staff, switching from WIRI to here can be a little bit of a mind shift as well. And we got to shift things a little. I didn't think it would be too bad. This was my first time. I was about to go to a commercial break and introduce a song.
And it hasn't even been a week yet.
No,
wow.
No. I was waiting. Well, where's the music? It's going to be fun, everybody.
We'll get there.
Live radio. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more fun. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Yeah.
It is a great bass line.
It is.
It is a great. The bass line, I don't know how much the song holds up, but the bass line definitely still holds up. John Oates. Quite the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he gets credit necessarily.
He didn't sing many of their songs either. Yeah. So he's kind of the forgotten guy on the Hall & Oates thing.
To be fair, a little understandable. Yeah. Daryl Hall, almost you couldn't design an 80s singer better looking or voice-wise or anything. Like, he was the absolute perfect 80s star.
Right.
And that's right there. That's it. That's all you
She'll
get.
Only come out at night. That's it.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
We want to dive right into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right now. It is time to do some celebrating. Let's go ahead and have fun and talk about our great friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Make sure to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Yeah. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can direct message us on Facebook as well. Morse code, smoke signals.
However, man.
However you got to get them to us, just get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
A brick with a note attached. Wait, no, don't do that one. don't do that one.
You can yell it at your radio. You can try that. That's not bad. But whatever you got to do, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We genuinely love celebrating with you, and our listeners just really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you to get on over to Misty's if you're celebrating a birthday today or any of these days coming up. What will they get, Seth?
They will get what you know. What we really should be replacing cake with on birthday is pie, and yes. That's what Misty's does. See, they're starting the revolution.
Yes,
the pie yes. revolution is starting with Misty's. So go have your free slice of pie, and you can start.
Get on over there to Misty's Menu. Join the revolution.
That's right, the pie revolution.
I need a one or a two, Seth.
Let's go one today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Jonah Cronholm.
Jonah, happy birthday.
Wishing you a good birthday, Jonah. Enjoy your day. Hope mm-hmm. it's a great one for you.
Yeah.
And our qualifiers today celebrating their 55th anniversary.
Woo.
That is beautiful. Woo. Happy 55, you all. Mm-hmm. John and Diana Hillstead.
Congratulations, you two.
John and Diana, wishing you a fantastic 55. Enjoy. That's beautiful, you guys. That hits my romantic heart.
Yeah, that's perfect. Actually, you know what? You should play the Misty's birthday or bumper music right now because I put some new stuff in there, and it would be perfect for those two.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a little toady-toady tone.
That's right.
Oh, that's a good one. Nicely done, my man.
Anniversary.
Oh, you just brought me back to the 90s.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
can't
good.
Get more 90s than that. No. I was like, you know what? I know there's anniversary songs out there, so I put a couple of anniversary tunes in there. So mix it up with the birthdays.
I know it's not their most popular song, but I think that may be their best song.
It's a good song.
They got a lot of good
ones. The first time I heard it in the 90s, it's been stuck, you know, back in the back of my head since then. Every now and then, it'll just pop in there.
Yep.
It's our anniversary. And I was like, well, I don't know why.
Almost any anniversary I think of, it pops in there.
Yeah, that's
a good
right.
one. That's a really good one. And again, happy 55th anniversary to our qualifiers, mm-hmm. John and Deanna Hillstead. We take a look at our celebrity list right now. Tori DeVito is 39. Dr. Natalie Manning on Chicago Med.
All right.
Let's.
Are there more actors that play doctors than actual doctors anymore?
Yeah, it's starting to feel like it.
It does feel like it.
Sturgill Simpson is 45, Grammy-winning country singer.
All right.
That's a good one
That's a good country name right there.
Yeah. Let's see here. I don't really feel like mentioning him, so we're not going to. Let's see. Oh, Juliana Margulies is 57, The Good Wife, ER. Yeah.
He's had an interesting career. Yeah. Some really good shows.
He's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Some of the most beautiful hair I've ever seen, too.
She's got amazing hair. Yeah.
She was really good on the morning show. Not this morning show, but the TV show, The Morning
the
Show.
The TV show, yeah, The yeah. Morning Show.
Not she's more anyone. Than welcome to join us, though, on the show here. She's got a great voice. I think she'd be really good in radio.
I think she would be.
The very, 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 very talented Mick Red Hucknall is 63. That name you may not know, but you know Simply Red.
You do.
Holding back the years. Incredible, wow. Soulful voice out of that redhead.
Yes. It's a really amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does that voice go with that?
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
Hair, you know, that body.
One of my dad's favorite 80s stars. He
really?
Loves Simply Red. Oh. Big fan. Yeah, sneaky big fan of Simply Red. Also, I don't think one of those people that you, like, once you saw him, like, whoa, that didn't match up.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Again, another great set of hair, though.
Yes.
Great
set of hair. Great bouffant on him. Yeah.
The wonderful Keenan Ivor Wayans is 65 today. Really the godfather of the Wayans family, and by that we mean the older brother.
Yeah. He got his way.
Yeah. He opened the door for his other brothers, Damon, Sean, Marlon, and his nephew, Damon Jr. He also wrote, directed, and starred in one of the most, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, one of the greatest comedies of all time.
It's the great parody of all those blaxploitation films from the 70s. It's so good, yeah.
You've got great 70s actors in there. You know, Jim Brown, Richard Roundtree, Huggy Bear. Huggy Bear is in it. Huggy Bear has one of the funniest scenes in of all time where he gets out of jail and he hasn't been in the public since the late 60s and stuff. Yeah. And he's got these shoes that are platform shoes with goldfish in them. And he's walking in them. And people start making fun of him. So he starts running. Jim Brown's big toe. Jim Brown's big toe in that movie. Like, there are scenes in that movie that will hold up to the end of time.
It's a classic.
Not to mention, of course, In Living Color, which gave us Jim Carrey. Yep. And so many. He's the guy that discovered Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was the driving force behind that, too, wasn't he? In Living Color. Yeah.
Yeah. It was his creation, his idea to put his brothers on the show.
Yep.
We don't get Damon Wayans without him. Like,
one of the he was the head writer, I think, too, well. So, yeah.
Keenan, incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. Bonnie Tyler, 72, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Holding Out for a Hero.
Man, if you needed a power ballad in the early 80s, you went to her.
Yeah, yeah. How about Boz Scaggs, 79 today for Lido Shuffle?
Oh, man. My favorite is Lowdown. I love that song. It's one of the funkiest tunes ever. Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah, that's
great. I love it.
Is Lido, is it the one? Lido? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yep, okay, that's the one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was trying to make sure I had the right guy. Right?
Yeah, that is Boz Scaggs, yep.
Chuck Negron is 81, Three Dog Night star.
Oh, okay. We're not going to get into the whole one thing again.
Yeah. A lot of singers, though, here. Nancy Sinatra is 83.
Wow.
Frank's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
These boots are made for walking.
They are.
There are certain artists where I imagine that Nancy Sinatra would have loved to have had multiple hits.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes like where the one song is all you needed.
It really was. You know, she did have some other really great tunes. But I have to say, it's one of the weirdest things ever. As I haven't talked about it in a long time. Not me personally, not a fan of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Nancy Sinatra. I love her. She is awesome. For whatever reason, I think she's so cool.
I think it's even cooler that you're twisted.
Yeah.
The great, the wonderful, the amazing Jerry Stiller, born in this day in 1927, passed away in 2020. Of course, famously to many of the audience out there is George's dad on Seinfeld or Carrie's dad on King of Queens, Ben Stiller's dad in real life. Jerry Stiller
was made to be a dad.
Jerry Stiller is so funny and so talented that he basically, just because of his personality and all that, helped like promote a made up holiday. You can make the argument that Seinfeld is not nearly as famous and popular without its character actors, side
100%.
Actors. Your Newmans, the Soup Nazis. I mean, like all these different things and stuff. Like it really. The four cork actors, I am not taking anything from. For the greater TV actors we've ever seen. Even Jerry did a good job, and he's not an actor.
He's not really an actor. He tell you that, yeah.
Yeah, he did a nice job, I thought. But it's those character actors that really made it. You had Malcolm's dad on it, man. You had Bryan Cranston before Malcolm in the Middle. Even,
yes, it was, yep.
On there. You had so many great guest stars, like really good casting on that show.
They had excellent casting.
And Jerry Stiller, easily, by far, far and away, maybe Elaine, but by far and away my favorite thing about that show. I probably wouldn't have kept watching it if it wasn't for him. I got a little bored with it after a while, to be honest.
I hear you.
And I thought it was funny, but it wasn't must-see TV to me. Mm-hmm. As soon as they started bringing Jerry on more, it's like, all right, I'm in. I love Jerry Stiller.
The other day we were talking about actors who are famous for, you know, their rages. Yeah. Jerry Stiller, another famous rager. He was one of the best at that fake, you know, super rage, able to scream without screaming.
Yes.
He's one of those great actors that could do that.
it's It's the Jewish father thing, and they pop out. I was going to go to this, but it's funny. The article that I pulled up went right away to that. I grew up with a Jewish mother, so I certainly have this on that side of things. But I don't really, I didn't deal with the father part. I didn't really have a lot of that. I got to say, I kind of get it. I kind of get where it comes from. I want to play a little bit of this here.
Kramer, I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, so good.
Oh, man.
The legend, the great Jerry Stiller.
Yeah.
Barbara Bush, born in this day in 1925, passed away in 2018. Wife of George H.W. Bush, the mother of Jeb and George W. Bush, our former first lady.
My mother's maiden name.
Barbara Bush. Big fan of Miss Bush. I really enjoyed her. I didn't know anything really about her, but in her first public interview after her husband won the presidency, the lady interviewing her, I can't remember who it was, but I don't think she was necessarily trying to embarrass her, but kind of put her on the spot about the pearls that she was wearing.
Oh, right, yeah.
And you know, I noticed you wear these pearls. It's a very classic look. And why do you wear those and all that? And she goes right away, these, you like these? Oh, these were my mother's. They're fake. Just right away, just boom, you know, right out the gate and stuff. This is who I am. I'm not going to put on airs. I right away was like, okay, I'm going to like this lady. She's a heck of a mother.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
She's been
very successful children.
I think about a lot of times, like the Chelsea Clintons, the people who have to go through puberty and all that in the public eye and that stuff, and how awkward that. I can't imagine what it is to be the mom of political kids.
Yeah,
like whatever we might think of the Bushes, like that's her babies. That's
just,
you know,
her children. Yeah.
With any time that there is stuff going on out there, and that's all fodder for it. I mean, they know what they're walking into.
I'm not
expecting you to feel empathy or not so much or sorry for them, but a little bit of empathy maybe.
Yeah, right.
I think that's pretty. That seems like a tough gig.
Yep.
Joan Rivers, born in this day in 1933, passed away in 2014. Absolute legend of comedy. You cannot tell the story of comedy and not mention Joan Rivers.
100%.
Not only a trailblazer for women, but for Jews, for pushing the envelope, for, hey, we don't just want to tell knock-knock jokes up here. We want to be able to make you mess with you a little bit and stuff.
Like, I got to give her tons and tons of credit. There's not a lot of people in the show business that could defy Johnny Carson and keep their career, which she did. And that's, I got to give her credit for that. It's pretty remarkable.
My first, I never knew I would do a job like this. I never knew I would interview people for a living. I never dreamed or thought about it. But going back, my first influence when it comes to all that is Johnny Carson. I look up to Johnny Carson. I still go back and watch old Tonight Show bits and interviews with Burt Reynolds and Don Rickles and these things. Like I just did a couple months ago. I love Johnny. My one crux on Johnny Carson is the Joan Rivers situation.
Yeah.
He could not have handled that more poorly or more childish or more egotistical.
Yeah.
And it really knocked him down in his legacy to me. He's still the greatest to ever do it. I still love Johnny Carson. But it shows the imperfection in your heroes.
Yeah, exactly.
Joan Rivers, all Joan Rivers was trying to do was what he basically embodied her to do.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing here? It's like as if you train somebody to do a job, and then once they do the job, you get mad at them.
Yeah.
You know, or you get mad at them for doing it better than you, which in some ways, I don't think that Joan was better than him, but she was doing things that he was not doing and he was not willing to do. But Joan Rivers, legend of comedy, legend. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Joanna Cronholm.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 55 to John and Deanna Hillstead.
Have a great celebration, you two.
Take a listen to Melissa's News and head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everyone. we're going to get into some fun, take it right to the top of the hour with some good stuff. And here's one of them.
Okay.
So this is an interesting one. Some beer companies want to be the life of the party, but Samuel Adams is fine being the beer you drink when you bawl on all your friends and just sit at home and alone and don't really want to talk to anybody.
Oh my gosh.
Samuel Adams is okay with being the beer you make plans, but you don't really make plans. You know, not really going to follow through on them.
Right.
Something came up. That's Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams is selling a mock beer can toy online called I Can't Can. And it's basically a variation on the Magic 8-Ball.
Gotcha. All right. Okay.
In the description, it says that when you shake it, it will provide you with an excuse to ditch unwanted obligations and get back to what summer is all about, drinking beer and wasting time.
Oh God, this sounds so bad.
Sounds real bad.
This sounds terrible.
Also, is it a great idea for a beer company to making toys? Is anybody else cringing at that?
It seems a little bit much.
Yeah.
It really does.
There are 12, quote, excuses inside with beer pun excuses like working on a six-pack or making poor choices, and that kind of thing. They were available for pre-order on the website for $5.30, but they sold out almost immediately.
Wow.
There should be more soon. The first batch ships on July 10th.
You know, some companies can get away with whimsy, mm-hmm. you know, some that, you know, you kind of expect them to be a little silly or like that. Sam Adams, no, they were always the one that said, you know, we brew our beer from the finest, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they would have their ads, you know, they had the brewmaster talking about it or the founder or whatever, you know, how wonderful our beer. Them trying to do whimsy.
No,
it doesn't work for me, man.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't
not
work.
Not from Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
Maybe Miller or Bud Light.
Yeah, one of the bigger companies. Or like even a smaller one that's known for their kind of crazy labels or whatever, something like that. Yeah.
I almost feel like I've always felt like Samuel Adams is the beer that like is the substitute teacher that you can't fool around. Like that you can't, like they're even stricter than your original teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. That's to me. So they're not the ones to be doing this. I'm with you on that.
No, that just doesn't seem right. This doesn't work.
But it does give us a chance to go down everybody's favorite road, Nostalgia Road.
Nostalgia Road.
Everybody's favorite street. Everybody's favorite road is Nostalgia Road.
Yep.
And we can talk a little Magic 8 Balls. How many of us played with a Magic 8 Ball?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the most universal thing about the Magic 8 Ball, what was that stuff inside of the Magic 8 Ball?
That was like one of the great mysteries of our childhood.
Every one of us at one point or another wondered, did you ever ask the Magic 8 Ball what that gunk was? Because I did.
And it was always came up, ask again later.
Yes. It was always that.
I always kept pushing it off, you know.
I feel like every time I ever asked a Magic 8 Ball a question, that's what popped up.
Ask again later. You will never know.
I'll never know. I'm still waiting. I'm still wondering. I also would like to know what happened to all the Magic 8 Balls.
Hmm.
Like, they had to go somewhere.
Are
they just all sitting in the light? Like, I hate the idea because of, obviously, the waste and what it can do to our planet and stuff. Putting the serious aside for a second, I love the idea of just, like, 11,000 Magic 8 Balls just in a pile.
Well,
just sitting there.
They buried them right next to the E.T. cartridges.
Yeah.
It's in the same landfill. There's a landfill of all the stuff that, like, whatever happened to, it's all in the same landfill somewhere in California or something.
And it's separated by decades. Like, there's an 80s landfill with a bunch of cabbage patches. Patch dolls and Garbage Pail Kid stickers and stuff like that in there.
Why did they choose an 8-ball?
Yeah,
that's a weird choice. Yeah. Like a pool ball, a billiard ball. I don't know why that was.
I never.
They needed something round. They could have chosen a baseball or you know some other sporting thing too. I don't know.
There's literally almost anything else would have worked.
Yeah,
like almost anything else would have been a better idea or at least it made sense.
I'm looking for the magic volleyball. That's what I want.
There
you know?
We go, Wilson. What's the answer? Will I ever get off this island, Wilson?
Come back later.
Yeah. Come back later. Darn it. And I thought this was kind of interesting because I was just going to look into, actually, I was just kind of looking for all the answers that the Magic 8 Ball had.
Oh.
And I was going to go through those with everybody. But I think I found something even better.
Oh, great.
iFate.com. iFate.com has a Magic Fate Ball.
a magic fate ball.
Has an online magic eight ball that you can click, and you can ask any question, and it'll go ahead, and you ask the magic fate ball, it shakes up, and it gives you the little answer like it always did.
Oh, that's cool.
It even does the whole, it takes a moment for it to you know, appear,
yeah,
like it used to on
yeah,
those
right.
things. I think that's kind of cool. And when I've clicked this one, it's given me yes.
Wow.
It's the only time I've ever had that. Oh. That's pretty cool.
You've turned a corner.
Yes. Things are different.
Magic likes you now.
Yeah. So I don't know about how this will sell, but I would love the idea of all of a sudden this there's a rise in Magic 8-Ball sales. Like all of a sudden these come back.
It will never go away completely.
No,
I don't think there'll always be space for the Magic 8-Ball in our society.
You can get some nostalgia and play one right now with all 20 original 8-Ball answers. There was 20 of them. I didn't realize
Wow, I didn't realize that either.
iFate.com is where you go. We're going to go right now to a commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Got some cool stuff to get into. At the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, CBS comes in. We'll have local news for you and that. And then, of course, we'll be joined by our good friends, the Southwood County Humane Society. Madison Rafter going to join us with our Pet of the Week. We'll not only feature a furry friend of ours, but we're also going to talk a little bit about Petpalooza coming up this Sunday.
It's coming up this Sunday. It's here already. Wow.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
I am looking so forward to this. I'll be down there with the rest of you out there from 10 to 4 over at the Southwood County Humane Society at 3621 64th Street South North in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much to enjoy about this event, Seth.
Nice.
We are going to have displays, and we are going to have different friends of ours down there to have different kind of things to go over with. Your Rough Ranch is going to do some demonstrating.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some great music down there. Papa John's is going to be with us for food. Got a lot of great sponsors that are going to be here with us. Regular pet items and that kind of thing as well. Plus, we're going to be collecting regular pet items, aluminum cans, and gently used shoes. Shoe drop-off locations will be established at One Rose and Piggly Wiggly and that. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that as well. Bow Wow Meow going to be joining us.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a great time,
yeah,
man.
It's going to be really cool events, yeah.
I think this is just the first. I think this is just the first one of many.
An annual thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to do this annually. A shout out to, of course, our great sponsors, everybody that's gotten behind this one, and, of course, Madison and our friends at the Humane Society. And I want to send a shout out to Ash.
Yep.
Ashley done a great job with this.
Wonderful job, yes.
A really good job here jumping in. Jim, you talk about hitting the ground running. You really got to do that in sales.
You do.
And especially in radio sales.
Yep.
You don't get a chance to really ease into the job.
No.
She has hit the ground running. She has done a great job. Great work, Ashley. Great work.
Yes.
We're so excited to talk about Petpalooza and talk about furry friends and stuff with Madison and the kickoff the 9 o'clock hour with that. We'll also have entertainment news, then a right story, good stories of the day as well. One thing I do want to touch on before we get too ahead of ourselves, Seth, on our sister station, WIRI, we're putting more content over there. We, of course, introduced a morning show this week. We're in our inaugural first week of the Sunrise Show on WIRI.
That's right. Almost 1 week in. Wow.
A big, big, big thank you to you out there. I have heard from so many of you that are not only streaming us and do stream us.
That's, keep that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Please keep doing that. That's what they pay attention to in Madison.
Yep.
But also for you guys joining us and crossing over with us.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't expect that. I'd hoped for that, but I didn't want to put that on the audience.
Right.
You guys have just done that.
It's great.
Thank you. That's really cool. We appreciate you hanging out with us.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. And feel free to join us, join the conversation, 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. We've got some rolling questions going on. It's Dairy Month.
Dairy Month, man.
What is your favorite dairy food? Want to hear that? Favorite camping, you know, spots, locations, really summer topics. Call us up and we want to talk about them and everything.
And anything is legitimate for that except for buttermilk. Man, if you like buttermilk, there's something wrong with you.
Skim milk. Skim milk is lying to you. Skim milk is water that is pretending. It is a con. It is a scam. It is water that is lying to you that is milk. If you drink skim milk, ignore me. I'm just joking. I'm doing a bit. But I just can't handle skim milk. If you drink it, more power to you.
You know, even
buy Wisconsin milk.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone who drinks skim milk really is going to be like, skim milk. What are you talking about? No, they're not doing
that. I love the idea, though, that I open up my email and I've got like 90 emails from the Skim Milk Foundation and everything. Like,
they email bomb you. It's like, what are you talking about?
I didn't even know this was that big. So join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, right on WIRI for the Sunrise Show. We shift gears and come right over here for the morning show on WFHR. Another great show that you can look forward to every Thursday is Trail Tunes. Seth, would you tell them about this?
Trail Tunes is a show that is all about cowboy songs, classic cowboy songs. When I was a kid, I was exposed to a group many of you have probably heard of called Riders in the Sky, who not only had a very fun radio show and very funny group of guys, but they're also wonderful musicians, and they have these great harmonies. And they introduced me to cowboy songs, classic cowboy songs from like the old movies and all those old singers. And I fell in love, and I ever since then I've always loved that kind of music. You know, if I'm not as big a regular country guy, but this is the kind of music that I really like of that genre. You know, that big tent that country music is.
Yeah.
So I thought, wow, this is a great chance to do a show like this. I don't think there's a show like this on air anywhere.
No.
If there is, it's somewhere else. So I thought, it's a great idea. Let's just take 1 hour and see what we can do. It's been a lot of fun. I've been really enjoying it. So Thursday, 7 to 8. So tonight will be the next Trail Tunes. I'm trying to think of people, and now it's all blurring together, of course. What did I do last week? I don't remember. Usually I have some of the classics, of course. I've got Roy in there, the King of the Cowboys. I've got the Singing Cowboy, Gene Autry, of course, you know, the big classic. But I also try to find some newer artists that are singing the classic songs. Get some different sounds in there, too. So check it out if you haven't done so yet tonight, 7 to 8 on WRI.
Is Trail Tunes podcast?
It is not at this point.
Okay. I was just going to encourage people to listen to old episodes.
Yes, if you want to check it out, the playlist that I use, however, you can go to Spotify and just type in Trail Tunes and it should come up.
Yeah, I encourage you to do that. Spread the word about these shows, everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you doing so. A poll asked 8,000 people if they want to be greeted and asked what they're looking for when they enter a store. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Only 8% of people said that they like that.
Really?
40% of people say it doesn't matter to them either way, and 52% say that they don't like that. And some say it even makes them feel very uncomfortable.
Whoa.
It seems like most people just want employees to be available and helpful, and they do have if they do have questions, which seems easy enough. Until you remember how wildly impatient everyone is. And then it becomes a fine line between being available and being productive and not hovering or imposing too much. We don't think about ourselves as consumers nearly enough. You know, I ask so many people, put yourself in the other person's shoes for a moment.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
And think about that, what that is and what that is like. The person who is furious about the gas prices, so they run into the gas station to yell at the clerk. Who has what control over that?
None. Zero.
None. They don't even know who to contact to complain, to put your complaint to.
Right.
Like, it's like, listeners, and forgive me here, but I love you out there, but it's like you out there complaining to Pam about schedule changes. It ain't her gig. That's not her.
Nope.
Like, what are you doing? Like, if you really want to bark, bark at the right directions, bark at the right things.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that they did a disservice with this survey, though, and I don't like when they do this, where they basically put two questions in one.
Yeah.
They're asking people, do you want to be greeted, and do you want somebody there asking you if you want something? Those are two separate
things. Those are two very separate things, yes.
I love the greeter. I love it because it's usually a vet. It's usually somebody who is older who needs that job, who needs that minimum wage job, which what does that tell you about our society that we have veterans, we have seniors that need to work even after retirement?
Yeah.
We can get into that. So you want to take that job away? You want to take away one of the only jobs that is safe for a 60-plus-year-old to do?
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous to me. I don't care if you like it or not. I want that job. Now, it comes different, though, with the person who hovers, the attendee who hovers. That I kind of feel that. I get that. Because I was that kid that always got followed every store I went into thinking I was going to steal something, which I wasn't.
Putting it out there, wasn't stealing.
Not saying I blame you 100%. I was a bit of a knucklehead, but stealing wasn't my thing. You were following the wrong guy. I love that they followed me around. And meanwhile, the quote normal kid was the one was the one actually
filling
doing
his coat, right? Yeah.
But I think that it's two separate things here. So I think that you get a different results if you ask, hey, how do you feel about greeters? How many people even pay attention? Like, I do, but I don't see many people doing that. Like, what's the harm? It's a person, you're not paying them.
No. It seems just a simple greeting. I mean, I think that is something you should do at any kind of a business.
It's old school. Yeah. I like it.
Just say hi or welcome or whatever. You don't have to make it a big elaborate, oh, so good to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to do that.
How the kids been? They have a conversation.
Just say hi. Because I think, honestly, it helps this experience for the people coming in, for the shopping experience. It just puts them in a better mindset, you know? Just saying a simple hello, welcome, whatever it is. But I mean, and you're right. They should have done it. They should have separated those two because it's big. And even if you're like at your looks like you're looking for something and they approach you and say, hey, can I help you with something? That's good.
Yeah.
Because if they see you, obviously struggling to find something, that's what they should do, right? That's their job. But and also to be there if you have a question for them.
Yeah.
But the whole hovering thing, which doesn't really happen that much anyway.
No.
It really doesn't. So,
We are in this weird crux of people wanting, more workers and needing more workers. Mm-hmm. And then we're in this position of, too, where we're trying to eliminate jobs. we're getting rid of clerks and having self-checkouts, mm-hmm. a lot of these things. I like if you want people to enjoy retail, the retail experience, get out of their house and not just buy stuff online, you need things like this. Mm-hmm. I don't get the greeting when I open my Amazon app or whatever or anything that. I like that. I think a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it creates a job. A job that is filled by a certain niche in society more times than not that needs that job.
Nothing wrong with that. Not at all.
I really dislike the idea of getting rid of some of these things. It ain't your money. You telling me Walmart can't afford to pay greeters? So what's the harm here? What's the big deal? Let them collect a paycheck.
I'm going to throw back a little bit here. I'm going to go back to the day. Okay. And for the people who were around at the time, is it better the way we do gas stations now? Because back in the day, it was full service.
Mm-hmm.
People would come up to you and say, they would start filling your gas tank. Mm-hmm. And then they'd ask, wash, your windows, check your oil, that kind of stuff. That was a really cool service.
Yeah.
And then now we've got, go just self-serve at the local tank and tummy or whatever.
Yeah.
And we lost something. We lost something in the service. Yeah. So let's, getting the customer experience to be a better, a more human experience, I think is a good thing. And I think it'll be good for your business.
Can't hurt.
No.
I don't think it can hurt one bit. I think we actually could use more of this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Not the hovering. Not that. I don't think that I don't want to, though, say that like it's an easy thing to figure out.
No, it's not.
I've talked to waiters about this before, and all of us can't stand it when a waiter comes to us when our mouth is full. But I've talked to so many of them, and they're walking from the, okay, they're not eating. I'm going to walk over there. And as they're walking over there, you take a bite. It's not a perfect science job
or anything like that.
We treat it like it is oftentimes, and it is anything but that.
No, it's not.
I wanted to touch on a couple of local good stories of the day, and just wanted to make sure to mention this while we had a second. Our friends at Historic Point Boss had their Pioneer Festival going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, June 10th, Sunday, June 11th, from 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday. Celebrate the 160th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
That's so cool.
The Lincoln Press Conference will be at 11:30 and at 2 on both days.
That's awesome.
That is really cool. They got a great impersonator there, too.
That's awesome.
Going to have some low tea on both days, as well as one at 1 o'clock. There will be hawk throwing at 11:30 and 2:30 both days. Come and enjoy this special occasion. Food, beverages available. Adults $5, students $2. And that money goes into helping them keep history alive over there.
Yep.
A big shout out and great thank you to our friends at the Historic Point Boss doing that. We appreciate you.
All right.
Take a break. We'll come back with more fun right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.